I told him about Jim going to Georgia Tech. Now when he started, he didn't, he just went straight through in 3 years, finished.
That's apparently you got
the... And it went on over that end to the State Highway Department and got him a job for them. And they put him out there on some streets or roads and in bridges, and he done so well. And from that and all, he just got, he go way over by Huntsville, everywhere, Florida, you know, calling on the big shots, you know, for this uncle people. They had to have a civil engineer.
Second managing that.
Looked to me like you got grit in the whole family, not just in you. Anybody get through Georgia Tech in 3 years,
he
got to have something.
He want me to come up there, but I told him, I said, folks are kidding you in his land.
They try to, man. On the streets, if not any other way.
Dr. Jim Braun and Albert Iris Smalley, you know where his sanitarium is, don't you?
No, I'm not, don't believe I do.
Oh, Dr. Jim Braun out there?
In Atlanta?
Smalley? No, out of
Smyrna. Oh, Smyrna. Yeah, sure.
Out of sanitarium out there.
Yes, sir. Of course I do. I live pretty close to Smyrna. So, I just misunderstood.
Cousin Jim was dead, and he's got a boy named Charles, I think, is running the sanitarium out there. And Albert is dead. And there's quite a few more Bronners scattered around up there. Now, I got a cousin here in LaGrange, and he got a boy, a doctor, and he's over at Augusta. He's a baby doctor. I forget how many babies daddy said he had. Have, you know, in 1 year. So the Bronners, they sort of all died out, and the Hoggies died out. And not only that, there's nothing in Harris County in the manufacturing line to encourage no young people to stay.
Yeah.
They no, can't get no jobs or nothing. That's out of Kitchen and Garden, that's the only thing that's in Harris County, what the fuck.
That's well, something I can't
old
understand.
Old Callaway and them tried to buy the whole county up, folks. 30-some thousand acres of land.
Well, all of your family is still in Georgia, though, right? The ones that are left, right?
Yeah, my individual. I've got 10 people scattered, some in Texas, some in California. The distance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, over Alabama over here, I've got a first cousin in Opelika.
Well, what about your family? How far back does it go? You know where you say you came from Chambers County, did they? Where did they come from before that, you know?
Well, I'll tell you the fact, my father and mother were both born and raised in Chambers County, and I've been there all my life. My daddy passed away at 75, my mother at 74.
Okay.
Chambers County. See, my grandpa, it was with the house, it got burned up. It's only 35 acres, some with it, see. And then Grandpa owned up in here, had a farm. So he deeded it to two of his boys and two of his girls. And then over in the mountain, I called over here Pine Mountain, I don't know how far it comes, it comes through Houndon on up towards somewhere. He gave other children theirs over there in that town. So, Mama, I was in France. And heirs to it, of course, they done moved off and settled it in other places. There wasn't enough farming land, folks, and anything else to do, but farm, get it to harvest. So I left a little money with her, and I wrote her back to go ahead and buy it, and find the mail and get back where it'd be whole, don't you see? So I got back, and then the house, it was a square top house, a round house, and there's a big 8-foot hall went through it, you know.
Oh,
I put that porch on the outside, was about rotted down. I rebuilt it all the way around. I built me a sleeping porch and built her daughter lives here with me then. That's where I met. One, two. So I remodeled the house, and those shingles were still good. In a closet, old rat must have set it to fire because that's where it caught it in the closet, and I could hear them dang rats. The houses then weren't put, that was one my grandpa built, you know. Weren't put back as close as this one is.